Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, that's right, Governor Cuomo allegedly violated federal and state laws when he was sexually harassing women. Second, no new trial for Christian Bahena Rivera. Third, another happy ending for Robert Kraft. Fourth, another case study of dating malpractice, an exposing incident on a plane, and then finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day, and we have a bonus contestant. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Why would that be important? Well, for example, it's Tuesday. We are going live tonight, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, so that you receive that little notification so that you can come join us. We'll be answering your questions and talking about what you want to talk about. So if you have a case that is of interest to you, put it in the comment section and we will try to get to everyone's comments. Immediately following our live, we will go to our Patreon show for all our Patreon members, and there you will actually be able to call in and talk with me about what is on your mind. All right, let's get to the docket. Governor Andrew Cuomo, he was under investigation by the New York Attorney General based upon allegations that he is kind of a weird, creepy guy, that he would sexually harass women in his office. But in typical Governor Cuomo fashion, he denied it. Everybody's lying. And if you don't believe me, you obviously just hate me and you're a mean person. So the investigation goes forward. The Attorney General delivers her report. And what does she say? She concludes that Governor Cuomo has harassed at least 11 women and then retaliated against a former employee who complained publicly about his conduct. Now, the Attorney General, Letitia James, not exactly known for not being a partisan, but in this particular case, she had to go where the facts led her. And apparently, in her 165-page report, which they conducted 179 interviews and reviewed tens of thousands of documents, and they basically said that Cuomo's office was riddled with fear and intimidation and a hostile work environment. It's also alleged in the report, and these reports have been made public now. There's at least two more allegations that have been made public, and we'll see if criminal charges are going to be filed against Governor Cuomo. There was already talk of let's impeach Cuomo, but in Cuomo fashion, what did he do? He threatened everybody who wanted to impeach him and basically does what Cuomo does, threaten people. And he has to stay in office. So now is going to be the big question. The citizens of New York, are they going to allow a creeper like Cuomo to stay in office? Well, I don't know. I mean, there's been lots of people that have resigned positions because of allegations that were never really investigated. And these allegations, and basically the report said that the governor's denials lack credibility and were inconsistent with the weight of the evidence gathered throughout the probe. So when the lead prosecutor in the state, who's of the same political party as you are, calls you a liar and a creepy dude, oh, you may want to think about it. But he won't. Why? Because what job could Governor Cuomo do outside of politics? I can't think of any. Yeah, no, can't think of any. The real question is now, what are the citizens of the state of New York going to do? What will the legislature do? And what will the police departments do as far as filing criminal charges? If you or I engaged in the conduct outlined in this report, which you all can read, it's made public, you would be charged with crimes of unlawful sexual contact. And what's worse is the retaliation of people that came forward who followed the law that said, Governor, these are your own procedures. You've made me feel uncomfortable. You're touching my belly button. Yeah. And he retaliates against these people that make allegations. We'll see if criminal charges should be filed. If this were you or me or all your family, your friends, your coworkers, not only would you be fired, you would more than likely be charged criminally as well. Let's see what happens. Or is it going to be a typical politician? Is he going to resign to spend a little more time with his family? I doubt Cuomo would ever admit that he did anything wrong. And maybe somebody will have enough chutzpah to charge the good governor. Somehow, I think it will just kind of fade away in the news cycle and everything will go on. Let me know what you think. Should the good governor resign? Next on the docket, remember that guy, Christian Bahena Rivera? He requested a new trial in regards to the death of Molly Tibbetts based upon some new information that came out from some prisoners who stated that another prisoner was the one who actually confessed to the murder of Molly Tibbetts, and that Christian Bahena Rivera was simply caught up in some big sex trafficking ring and was probably a victim of himself as he testified to a trial, which was rejected. Well, the judge did the right thing and said, hey, before I sentence Mr. Bahena Rivera, let's have a hearing. Let me make findings of facts and conclusions of law so that there is a good, solid appellate record so that the Court of Appeals doesn't say, well, you didn't investigate it, send it back, maybe get a new trial. Basically, we've probably eliminated the post-conviction relief by having the hearing now. So good job to the judge, Judge Jewel Yates. What Judge Yates did was rejected Bahena Rivera's attorney's argument to implicate others, saying much of the evidence that was presented after he was convicted was known to the defense before the verdict was actually handed down. The judge said to grant a new trial, any additional evidence would have to be new and revealed after the verdict. The judge said, you know, you all had this information. You guys failed to, you know, investigate it now. So we're not going to be able to do that. So there is some post-conviction material there. However, it's going to be probably a tactical argument at that point. Bottom line is Mr. Bahena Rivera is now going to proceed to sentencing on August 30th. And we'll let you know how that comes out for Mr. Bahena Rivera, other than obviously life without parole. Next on the docket, another happy ending for Robert Kraft. That's right, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, as you may recall, may have gone to a spa in Palm Beach back in 2019, which was maybe under investigation for human trafficking. Well, the officers in this particular case that did this investigation of this massage parlor did it all wrong. Instead of basically targeting the individuals, they got what was referred to as a general warrant and said, hey, let's put these cameras up surreptitiously via court order, but we're not really sure when this criminal activity is going to pop up. But we'll just wait until something pops up, and then we'll go back, and then we'll charge the people with prostitution later. Robert Kraft's legal team drafted an argument, basically made all of the video go away, which basically threw out all the evidence. The state appealed, the court at the higher appellate level agreed. Kraft did plead not guilty to the charge in 2019 and offered an apology, saying that he hurt and disappointed his family, close friends, co-workers, and obviously his fans. Ultimately, the charges were dropped in September of 20. Then the issue, like I said, it went up on appeal by the state. And now the judge has ordered that those videos will be destroyed and the state must notify the court when those videos were destroyed, by whom, and under what process. So no one will ever get to see Mr. Kraft receiving a massage. That is another happy ending. Good for Mr. Kraft. And this one didn't even get you arrested. Next on the docket, another example of dating malpractice. That's right. We've talked about this, ladies and gentlemen. A Massachusetts woman has died after traveling to Arizona to meet a man for the first time, and her friends have a lot of questions about the circumstances of her death. Now, this young woman's name is Angela Tremonte. She's 31 years old, and she lives in Massachusetts. She traveled to Phoenix, Arizona to meet a man that she met on Instagram. The man, who has not been identified, is simply known as a police officer. Well, the pair reportedly went on a hike Friday at Camelback Mountain. And if anyone's ever been to the Phoenix area, everything is identifiable by Camelback Mountain. At some point during the hike, Tremonte is believed to have told her companion she was suffering from the heat, which if you're not used to that heat, it can be pretty tough, and turned back while the man continued on the trail. Probably not a good way to impress your new date by going on without her in the desert. Needless to say, the man called 911 the day after he was unable to find Tremonte in the parking lot where he said the two had agreed to meet after he had gone on a hike. Tremonte's personal items were in the car, but she was nowhere to be found. Authorities launched a search utilizing a helicopter. Miss Tremonte was found near Echo Trail, where she had been hiking with the man in that area, which was adjacent to a residence. The authorities commented, saying this just shows you how unrelenting and unforgiving the elements can be there in the desert. However, Tremonte's friends said that they have questions about their friend's death and it appears to be skeptical of the narrative by the authorities. Specifically, her friend stated if anybody knew Angela, she wouldn't go anywhere without a gallon of water in her hand. And apparently, according to her friends, she was found without any water on her. Not even 24 hours and she's dead. According to her friends, they just think the timing is unusual. They thought as a police officer, as a first responder, you're supposed to help people. And if somebody's walking up a mountain and you're seeing that she's in distress and not feeling well and exhausted, why wouldn't you walk down with her? I have to kind of agree with that one. But if you've ever been in the desert, and I'm not talking about, oh, it's just hot. I'm talking about in the desert and it's really, really hot. You can get dehydrated very quickly, suffer heat exhaustion, or even worse, heat stroke almost immediately. It is a little weird that the police officer trying to impress this woman said, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to finish my hike. You go back. Not exactly a good dating technique there for sure. Not sure what happens here, but certainly it's the kind of thing that you just never know. All right, let's take a quick recess. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, an exposing circumstance on an airplane. That's right. Can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. A Florida woman has been jailed after causing a bit of a ruckus on her flight to South Dakota. Misty Justice Watkins, 41, of Daytona Beach, faces charges of disorderly conduct, indecent exposure, and simple assault. Now, that a simple assault was on a law enforcement officer, as well as unlawful occupancy stemming from her behavior on a plane that was going to Rapid City, South Dakota. She also had an active warrant out of Kentucky, so she's a multi-jurisdictional offender, but she had to be escorted off of the plane. Well, apparently causing this little bit of a commotion, that's right, she flashed everybody. And I know you were expecting this, that's right. The officers noted a strong smell of an alcoholic beverage coming from her person and when she was escorted off the plane. Now, so far, she's only being charged with state charges. However, this is going to more than likely go federal. Do you know what disruption of a flight crew carries? That's right, up to 20 years. I've handled many, many of these cases. This is going felony. You can't do it, okay? I've handled a lot of these. It's going to be charged federally. They charge you in the state just to kind of get you off the plane, and then they charge you in the federal system, which, well, frankly, it's tough. People go to prison for this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of angry people out there on the airplanes these days. Yep, you got to wear your masks. You got to do it. Just do it, okay? And the other thing is, don't get drunk on the airplane, all right? There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Just like we'll see on our dumb criminal contestant here. That's right. He was a little inebriated as well. Please meet 22-year-old Maxwell Berry. He's being charged with 3 counts of battery because he had a little bit of an incident on a plane. Now, he was on Frontier Airlines. Now, let me just digress here just a little bit. Frontier Airlines is one of the worst airlines ever, okay? And I used to like Frontier Airlines, but then they went to the ultra cheap economy and I had to catch them because it was the only flight out because I had missed my original flight because things took a little longer years and years ago. Wouldn't fly them again if they were the last airline on earth. Why? Because you get a lot of Mr. Berries on the flight. That's right. Sometimes there's a thing in life called you have to keep the prices up to keep the riffraff out. Frontier just hasn't got that. Well, it appears as though Mr. Berry ordered 3 alcoholic beverages from the flight attendant and then brushed an empty cup against the attendant's backside. He then allegedly spilled a new drink on his shirt and went to the bathroom, coming out shirtless. When the flight attendant asked him to put a shirt on, that's when things got a little crazy. The flight attendant apparently did help him get a new shirt out of his carry-on bags, but that's when, yep, that's right, that's when he groped the breasts of a second flight attendant. He then allegedly put his arms around the 2 attendants and groped their breasts together. And of course he did this in front of a bunch of witnesses trapped in a metal tube flying across the sky. We have a little bit of a video for you. Take a look at that. Mr. Berry got a little unruly, and fellow passengers, along with the assistant of the flight attendant, taped the man, that's right, taped him to his seat, tying him with a seatbelt extender for the rest of the flight. That's right, Mr. Berry was arrested. Mr. Berry, did I tell you I have a lot of experience in these cases? That's right. Alcohol, not a very mitigating factor. It's an aggravating one, but maybe your youth can help. But yeah, you can't interfere. And guess what? Now you're looking at being a registered sex offender because you are groping people. Not good. All right. So we've had a little bit of a dumb criminal flight person exposing herself. And we had a dumb criminal who was groping everybody else. But then take a look at our bonus couple today. Stephanie Lanis and her boyfriend, Adolfo Rivera. Well, they've both been arrested, but they were dining the other day and a physical confrontation allegedly took place where Lanis and Rivera each shoved a plate of spaghetti in the other's face. The police were ultimately called and the duo was still covered with spaghetti upon the officer's arrival at the house. And once again, the police determined that the mutual spaghetti combat involved alcohol, which is what got them both arrested. Now, apparently this couple has a very love-hate relationship. They love to hate each other. Apparently, Ms. Lanas was arrested back in October of 2020 for allegedly stabbing Mr. Rivera in the arm with a knife during yet another drunken confrontation. Ah, yes, more food, more alcohol leads to behavior. You wonder why I have no concern for job security as a criminal defense attorney. As long as there is alcohol, drugs, and the opposite sex, there will always be crime. All right, that's all we have for you today. Please join us tonight when we go live, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Going to talk about Governor Cuomo and lots of other stories going on in the news. As always, Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell. We'll see you later. Have a great day.